that accidentally slopping wine onto the table while refilling the warlord's beaker, Skort murmured apologetically,
"Your pardon, Lord."
Without helm as a face mask, the features of Rigor Felis were set in a tight, fearsome grimace, owing to the severe injuries inflicted on him by the osprey. Skort wiped up the spillage as the wildcat questioned him.
"Is my prisoner well guarded?"
The wheelmark nodded vigorously.
"Aye, Lord. I pushed the 2 guards on the chamber door and 2 more at the bottom of the stairs."
The warlord's tongue licked pensively at his flayed upper gums.
"Good. The Lady Kaltag, where is she?"
Skort wondered where this conversation was leading.
"In her room, sire. I posted 3 guards on her door."
Felis sipped more wine.
"See that she is closely watched. Well, we should be expecting those outlaw otters to pay us a visit sometime today, Skort. Listen now. Make sure the slave compound is well guarded, but keep the rest of my force out of sight. Don't send any guards out scouting or patrolling. Now, about the slaves, keep them penned tight in their quarters. I don't want them out working or fishing the lake. Is that understood?"
The wheelmark bowed clumsily.
"I hear you, Lord."
The wildcat's next question caught the feral cat officer totally off guard.
"Tell me, who do you think murdered my faithful counsellor?"
Skort stared dumbly at the floor.
"Sire, I don't know, Sluatunra."
Rigu Felis chided him mildly.
"Come on, you must have some idea. Was it Petru?"
The wheelmark murmured unhappily.
"Lord, it is not my place to accuse your son."
The warlord put aside his beaker.
"You recall that when we returned here after hunting the Shellhound and his crew, we learned that Atun Ra had gone missing. That was when Petru appointed himself fortress commander, was it not?"
Skort's head bobbed dutifully.
"Aye, Lord, you're right."
The wildcat continued, staring fixedly at Skort.
"Petru had some very close friends about him, 3 as I remember. One of them was an officer."
Skort replied,
"I don't recall the other 2, but the officer was Skorkat Yon, sire."
The warlord's torn features creased in a hideous grin.
"That's the one. Skorkat Yund. Find him. Bring him here to me. I'll find out who slew my Pine Marten."
It was now over an hour since daybreak. Bright summer sunlight had banished the mists from the lake's surface. Banya Streamdog called out to Colin.
"Will you quit paddling around out there? Get back behind these reeds. Any beast with half an eye could spot a beast of your size out in the open."
Big Colin Galedeep waded grumpily back into the reeds.
"Where have your scouts got to, missy? I could have done their job in half the time."
Logo came up on tip paw, then bent down again.
"I can see Lug and Gano heading back along the bank."
Banya was watching twin ripples approaching along the lake.
"That'll be Wulki and Chab, if I ain't mistaken."
Both the aforesaid otters surfaced. They waded in through the reeds, arriving at the same time as Lug and Gano. Colin cautioned them needlessly.
"Stay low, mates. You might be spotted by the cats."
Wulki stood up and stretched his paws.
"What cats? All we saw out there was birds and a few fishes."
Banya sounded clearly baffled.
"You saw no cats?"
Chab shook his head decisively.
"Nary a frog, let alone a cat. And there was no sign of Letho either. Everything was quiet at the fortress."